Russ Parr Morning Show, 29 minutes past the hour. I was watching Wendy Williams yesterday, and this lady on her show got up and said that, you know, she's engaged and that she went to go meet his family and realized that she had a one-night stand with her brother. Should she tell her fiance?
Brother-in-law. Well, my thing is, I wouldn't say a word because...
Of course you wouldn't.
It was a one-night stand. Let me tell you, there's an 80% chance the brother does not even remember.
Oh, but he will.
He may
Might
not.
Might be 5 years from now at Christmas dinner.
If she brings it up, he'd be like this, oh,
but
wow.
But she would look even worse if the brother brought it to him first.
It'll be hanging over her head, the
slippery slope.
Wasn't me.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Should she tell her fiance?
I kind of think it depends on their relationship. Reason why I say that, if it were to happen to me, which it has not, me and my fiance have that relationship to where I can be like, look, this is what has happened. This is what's going on. But every now and then, you get them guys that are just like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that to me, but she's bringing it to you.
You think your fiance would stay with you if that happened? If you slept with his brother and you told him it was a one-night stand, baby, you know, we cool. This kind of like me and you. We like that. You think he would stay with you?
Yes, because we've been best friends for 4 years before we ever got together.
I think that would be a unique situation because I think that relationship would be over.
Gonna be around
I think that
would
be a deal breaker.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
All right.
Yes.
So should she tell her fiance that she had a one-night stand with her brother?
Yes, I would. I think she should. I would tell it. There's no way in the world I would go into the marriage or relationship feeling that someone could blow up my spot at any moment or have something over my head. I'd
but
have to be free of it.
There's something to be said about what Soup said. You could be like, I don't know. If it was a one-night stand, what could he know of her? Does he know where she lives?
Or should she get to the brother and say, hey, man, can we keep this?
Oh, no, you can't do that.
No,
you can't trust him.
Definitely can't.
He'd be like, yeah, we can do it, but it's going to cost you. Now, we're going to make this not just a one-night stand.
Just say it was your twin.
He's tripping.
No, I'd just be like, what? It was a one-night stand? Come on, really?
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
She done already pretty much said it on national TV.
True.
Oh, yeah.
That's true with her dumb ass.
I mean, you can't really hide it because you said it.
Yeah.
She probably wants it to get out.
Somebody who they know watches it.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Hello. That's a good point.
Hey.
Yes.
Isn't this what happened on the 5 Heartbeats? Are we sure this is a real story?
Yeah.
I think it happens a lot.
Remember Duck? You know, his brother slept with his girl?
I don't remember. I ain't seen it in 20 years.
It's like this. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes. Should she tell her fiance that she had a one-night stand with her brother?
And she got two options.
Okay.
She got two options. The first one is she better tell him everything right now or take it to the grave with her.
I take it to the grave.
I don't know.
Take it down. Take it down.
And I'd be like, your brother is a liar.
But one time she pisses the family off.
Yeah.
He may like spill it.
It was a one-night stand of
brother. Maybe one time she gets mad.
He knows nothing about that night.
But Russ, she may get mad and be, guess what? Guess what I did with your brother?
And guess what your brother could do better than you?
Most emotional, most one-night stands are not emotional connections.
No, they're not.
But to make somebody mad, you never know.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yes. What should she do?
Hell no, she shouldn't say anything. I will pretend like I don't know
you
that
know?
He ain't never seen me.
You know?
And if he ever bring it up, I'm sorry. You must be talking about somebody else.
Okay. I must have an identical twin out there looking like me. Yes.
Wow.
What?
Keep
Excuse
moving.
Me, because he can't have that much information about her if it was a one-night stand.
Mess up a good thing over nothing?
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes. What would you do?
She needs to set up a just-in-case. Walk in, be like, hey, baby, your brother looks a little familiar. Did he play on an old movie or something?
Yeah. I like that just in case.
Like, he could be like, oh, wait a minute. I know your girl from somewhere. And then she comes back up, she's got a little.
And did she say, I was drunk?
I like that. I like this, though, because it's out there. You'd be like, when it comes up 5 years later, didn't I remember I told you? I said I thought I knew your brother. That's
still going to be devastating to the
future. Exactly.
I like that just in case. That's nice.
That's
how you do it.
Sound like you've been through.
You wasn't drunk, girl.
She got some just in cases in her.
She said, I was drunk.
Arsenal.
Good morning. All right, so here's the situation. A lady is engaged to be married, and she meets the family and finds out she had a one-night stand with his brother. Does she tell?
Nah, she don't tell.
Wow.
Cause she gonna be thinking that I'm gonna be thinking how many more one night stands have you had?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
That's a good point. You can you can jump off, huh? I want you to go over here and meet my third cousins now.
I know everybody.
Start feeling like the captain. Now, Did I say one?
And bring the dog around here.
Now, Sweet Tara says they both need to agree to take it to the grave.
No.
But you can't talk about it.
No.
Ain't gonna happen.
Ah, Sweet Tara.
Because he gonna want to hit it again. This
Absolutely. In order to keep the secret.
Got it all out.
Katy Perry. The question was whether she should say something or not. And what's amazing, it is split right down the middle.
Yeah.
But you can't trust other people with information.
You can. Like you better not.
She may be still in love with the brother.
How
does she? No emotion.
Yeah, but how does she remember that?
Because she's
women
a woman.
Women remember that.
Women remember. Guys probably don't.
Well, because you guys have many more. You guys have more one night stands, I'm sure.
Not
than
necessarily.
Women.
I mean, how many can it be?
No, I've never had a one night stand.
Oh God.
Yeah, two night stands.
Yeah.
No, on both sides of my bed. But other than that, no, it's just like, you know, what do you say? I think that's a tough call. It really is. Because it's the love of her life. She really wants to be with this man.
Well, I don't think it's a tough call. I think that I would just be like, listen, I don't know what the hell.
Should she tell her fiancé? Good morning. Hello.
How y'all doing?
All right. Should she tell her fiancé?
Yeah, I think she should tell him, because how would that look if she, her her fiancé's brother's his best man, and they looking at each other.
You know he's going to be the best man.
Oh, man, I forgot
about that. Oh, you know he's going to be the best man at the wedding.
That could be a problem. Yeah, you may have a point there. Good morning. Should she say something to her fiancé?
No. Oh, no, don't say nothing, because, one, she shouldn't even remember him. And then if he don't remember her, it's sad because her phone pool must be bad.
But that's what Soup was saying. Hey.
He won't remember.
He won't remember.
No.
He'll at least remember her face when seeing her.
But they know now she was on national TV.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I wonder which brother was better in bed. I wonder if she thinks. You know, she probably think about that.
She's in love with.
The one she's in love with would be better, obviously.